Bob Mitchell.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is
Dee Johnson, and I'm calling with a couple of questions for you about the history of DMAC and some as it pertains to some specific subjects.
Sure.
One of the things that we wanted to know was, how did you go about setting up orientation for faculty?
I believe it or not, happen to have the very green card that we created back in August of 1977. We called it Instructional Staff Orientation Program. We've had a committee come together, and from that committee we identified the various areas of the campus that faculty really needed to touch base with. I'll just give you some of the examples. Staff development, they had to meet with me and to determine their certification needs and outline a program for accomplishment. They had to meet with word processing, and they had to meet with the media center and the library and instructional development and so forth. And there was an amount of time that they were scheduled that they would have to meet with that person. They were supposed to call, write down the date, and have the person that they met with initial the card and then turn those back in. And there were 14 stops on the self-directed staff instructional staff orientation program.
Good. Well, thank you very much. Do you know how many people went through that?
I don't. I know that everybody started it, but I don't know how many finished it.
Okay. Well, that's good.
They were supposed to turn in their cards to me, and I cannot remember, honestly. I don't think it was a real high percentage, unfortunately. I think it was probably a little bit overly ambitious to expect that people would find a half hour here and there. It wasn't overly onerous in terms of the time. I mean, most of the stops were about a half an hour. Been done in 10 minutes, but anyway, that's what that was.
Okay, well, the other thing we were interested in finding out that many of the faculty didn't have any former preparation as teachers, including myself. What staff development was available to help them?
Well, the first thing I put together was a new teacher workshop, and that was a simulated classroom experience for people who had a lot of knowledge in their core area but had not been in a classroom. So we introduced them to that. We videotaped them, allowed them to get feedback on themselves, and they taught the teachers their hobby or something, just something that they knew something about. From there, we also managed the teacher education certification courses that the state of Iowa required for all of the folks that had not had a teaching background, and made sure that those classes were both available and attended, and tracked those to make sure that people knew about curriculum development, instructional development, and evaluation techniques and those types of things. So we did what we could to help people who did not have a teaching background learn more about it. We offered videotaping them in classrooms so that they could get feedback. Every year when we did our staff development day, we had some of our better instructors would put on maybe a teaching techniques session, or how to reach the tough kid or something. Lots of little breakout sessions for people to go and pick up more teaching tips. I believe that the best staff development occurs really around the coffee table with teachers kind of swapping stories and sharing how they do things. And that's what we tried to create, with opportunities for everyone that knew something to share it with someone else. We also created the Great Teacher Workshop for people to go to once a year up in Okoboji. We, sent maybe 4 or 5 of our instructors up there. And they could mingle with other teachers and learn more about their curriculum and how to teach it. But almost all of them came back with a greater passion for teaching, and that's what it's all about anyway. So that was a neat thing. And it's still going on. The Great Teachers Workshop is still going on up at Okoboji.
Was there any kind of institutional development at all?
Yeah,
going on at the same time, and what was it, if you can remember?
Well, I would call it organization development, and every year at this staff development day, we marched out to the president, and he gave some dry talk, and then you had the guy talk about the numbers, and then everybody was kind of going to sleep, and it wasn't very effective. So I went out and identified, again with the committee's help, did everything with committee for buy-in. And anyway, we identified four or five people, and we called it Up Close and Personal. We went out and Super 8 videoed people. I remember for me the high point of that was flying in the biplane and the gypsy moth that Bill Petrone had, and filming him flying his gypsy moth. What we were trying to do is show people outside of their classroom so the people get to know each other as people. And we put the spotlight on four or five people from across campus in different roles, and showed that little video with audio married to it, which was kind of a trip back then. And that became kind of an organizational development thing. People cheered and laughed and had fun, and I think it helped raise the pride and of everyone there, that you know, we're all in this together, we're all a team, and that's what it was about. It was trying to build team and team spirit. And we did that for many, many years, that Up Close and Personal video, until I don't know when we ended. Probably when I left was probably when it stopped. The other things that I was involved in institutional development was I helped create the legal assistant program. I wrote the stuff for that, and I wrote the every year the annual report to the state of Iowa Department of Education about the community college and what we'd accomplished. I wrote that every year.
Well, thank you so much. It's been real nice talking to you this morning, and we'll be sure to keep in touch.